Amen. How are we all doing tonight? Amen. And some of y'all just lied right there, but you don't want to come to church and say, I'm just doing terrible. I'm actually going to be preaching tonight a little bit about trouble. So we all put the smile on, come to church. I know sometimes it's a necessary thing, but God knows our hearts. God knows what we go through, and I just want to talk tonight a little bit about trouble. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. As you turn in there, I had a guy this week, kind of a perfect example of that celebrity Christian. We were just talking about things at the church, and he said, pastors make good money, don't they? He said, you make a lot of money being a pastor. But we understand that they got Joel Osteen and people like that in their mind when they think of a preacher. And that's that celebrity Christian that's ruining Christianity. But that was just a perfect example as Pastor David was preaching there. 2 Chronicles chapter number 14. Verse number 1. We read where the Bible says, so Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you'd help me in these few moments, God. I need you. God, we all do. Lord, I pray that you'd meet with us, Lord. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We see here that King Asa, he was the king of Judah. If you're familiar with the accounts of the kings, Israel was divided. Many of that time, Israel was divided, and Judah and Benjamin followed a king, and the rest of Israel followed another king. Well, Asa became the king of Judah, and we see here where he went 10 years where the land was quiet. God gave peace. Everything was good, and that's a good thing. Amen. But then came trouble after those 10 years. Hold your place here. I just want to read a couple verses in Job. We're going to come back and read several verses in 2 Chronicles. But in Job, it talks about trouble. Chapter 14, verse number 1 says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Everyone in here, we have some young children in here, but everyone in here, you've lived any time in your life, you've encountered trouble. You can say with Job that this verse is true. You can agree with this. You can concur with what he said. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You back up to chapter number 5. We see where he talks about the same thing. Verse number 6, although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. He's saying you don't plan it, you don't plan on it, you don't go out in the springtime and say, oh, we got to plant the trouble so we can get it in the harvest. You know, you don't try to get trouble, but yet it comes. Trouble's coming in your life. And so it's important to understand you're going to face trouble. Well, I got saved. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Are you born of a woman? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. It doesn't say the unsaved man. Man. This if you're alive, you're breathing air, you're going to face trouble. God says in this world you should have tribulation. So you got to know what to do. And a few years ago, I preached a sermon on where to go in time of trouble. Where to go in time of trouble. I gave several examples of different types of trouble that people faced and where they went. We looked at Abraham, and Abraham had some self-inflicted trouble. When he went down to Egypt, he made a bad decision. God put him in the land, and he said, well, it's some hard times, I'm going to go down to Egypt. And because of that, he faced some self-inflicted trouble. But Abraham, when he left out of Egypt, he went to the altar. He knew where to go. That was one example. We talked about the great woman whose son died, and she said, I got to get to the man of God. There's just other examples of trouble people face. And when that son died, that was sudden trouble. We looked at sudden trouble. We looked at security shattering trouble. And that was Isaiah when King Uzziah died. But he was in the temple because that's where he saw the Lord. He was in church. These people knew where to go. And as I was going through my Bible reading a month or so ago, I came across this story of Asa. And I thought, you know, this was a good example of another person that at one point knew where to go. As we look here, as we saw, it said, after 10 years, then came trouble. If you look in verse number 8 of 2 Chronicles 14, go back there. Verse number 8 says, Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 200 and 80,000. All these were mighty men of valor, and there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000 and 300 chariots, and came unto Merasha. Then Asa went out against them, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephath at Merasha. And Asa cried unto the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians that before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. He said, God, you can do anything. You don't need us. He went out there with hundreds of thousands of people. He said, you can go, you can defeat it with people with no power, God. You can do all things. God, help us. Amen. He went unto the Lord. He knew where to go. When that trouble came, he went unto the Lord. When trouble comes, that's not the time to lay out of church. That's not the time to stop your Bible reading. That's not the time to cut back in prayer. People get in trouble, then they neglect the very source of their help. Psalms 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, amen, which made heaven and earth. Amen. And so we need to understand that whenever we get in trouble, whatever help we need, whatever it is, whether it's our own self-inflicted trouble or not, whether it's a sudden trouble or security shattering trouble, trouble that comes in your life, and it's going to come, we go to the Lord. Right. He's our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. And this with Asa, when he faced that innumerable army, that mighty army, he said, God, I'm coming to you. You're my help. Help me, God. Help me. Look at chapter 15. Verse number 1 says, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, and the Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. At the end of the chapter, in verse number 19, it says, and there was no more war unto the 5th and 30th year of the reign of Asa. So he's got a pretty good record here. 10 years, land was quiet, battle came, went to the Lord. The Lord helped him. He did what was right. The Lord helped him. Now he's getting 25 more years, 35 years of his reign. No war, God's blessing, everything's good. But you know, sometimes you get through trouble, it comes back. Trouble comes again. Chapter number 16, he faces trouble again. 35 years, everything's good. But in the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, the king of Judah. Trouble's back. Trouble came back. So what's Asa going to do? Well, He's already tried and proven the Lord. He works, right? Go to the Lord. He didn't do that this time. Look at verse number 2. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ejon and Dan and Ben-Mam and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass that Baasha heard it. And he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. And Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building. And he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. So where did Asa turn this time? He didn't go to the Lord. He went to silver and gold. And he went to the world. He went to Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, and said, hey, you help me. You help me. Why would you change it up? When the Lord's proven time and time and time, the Lord's been faithful. But yet, trouble comes again, and sometimes a Christian that's been serving God for years all of a sudden says, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try the world. I'm going to try to get a second job and stop coming to church so I can make some more money to face this trouble I'm facing. He knew. He told God, God, you don't need men with power. You can do it all. But yet when he came to this, he went to men. He went to silver and gold. And God was not pleased. Verse number 7. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Asa, you messed up. You went to the wrong person. You could have just went to the Lord. God could have took care of this. But you tried it a different way. You tried to go to the world. You tried to rely on riches. You tried to rely on several different things after the Lord has blessed you for 35 years. And then Asa responds, verse number 10, then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in prison, in the prison house, for he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the books of the kings of Judah of Israel. He got angry. He didn't get right when the man of God came to him and said, Asa, you messed up. You should have went to God. You should have relied on God. No, instead he got mad. And that's what happens a lot of times when we get do what's wrong. We get away from God. We try the world and we try different things. And then a Christian comes along and says, hey, what are you doing? You need to get back in church. Don't run from the very thing that can give you help. Don't run from God. God's your help. The Lord's your help. You need to get back in church. And you get angry. And get angry at that. And you get further away. And more trouble came. Look at verse number 12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. You see what happens? One decision can become a way of life. He made that one decision. I'm going to go to the world to find help. And more trouble came, and he kept. That became his way of life now. I'm going to seek help with these physicians. I'm going to seek help from the world. I'm going to seek help from everything but God. After God has proven time and time and time again. Let me tell you, God has never lost a battle. You understand that? God has never lost. I love the song, the ensemble wins. He always wins. Amen. But yet, we think we can handle things without God. We can go different ways. We can go to other people. We can go to man instead of going to God. It becomes a way of life. You miss one service, and then it becomes a way of life. You can't miss two services unless you miss one. We've heard that several times. You can't miss the second church service until you miss the first one. That's where it starts. You decide, I'm not going to go. I'm depressed, so I'm going to go hang out with my old crowd. Go back to the world where you came from. And eventually that's where you end up staying. You'll take up residence. So Abraham said, I'm going to go sojourn in Egypt. Just a little while. But he ended up staying. Elimelech, I'm going to sojourn in Moab. And he died there. He ended up staying. I'm just going to go buy one bottle. Ease my troubles. Just get one pill. You understand? Christ is all I need. Amen. Christ is all you need. Right. You don't need any of that. Right. He helped us before. He'll do it again. Amen. Just look back. Look at his record. He's always come through. He's never, ever, ever failed. And he never will. Amen. Why go back? Why try the enemy? Why try the world? I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, Amen. Which made heaven and earth. The Bible says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. Not only has he never failed, he doesn't even sleep. He's available anytime. Anytime you need him, he's available, he's ready, all powerful, almighty. Why try something else?
Amen.
Where do you go in time of trouble? Doesn't matter what trouble you face, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen.